Hello and welcome to November's edition of The Beacon, brought to you from the Working Parent Company. In this edition, we're talking about boundaries and boundary setting. It's a fact that setting boundaries is really hard, but broken boundaries, well, they're even harder. Look to any working parent anywhere, and boundary setting is a subject that they are sure to have come across and struggled with. In almost 30 years, our organisation has worked and supported with parents at work, and boundaries is a very common area to coach around. We all know how critical boundaries are to our sanity and to our well-being, but we are masters of forgetting them, of breaking them, and not communicating them. Because old habits, well, as we all know, they are hard to kick. Much of why it's hard to keep our boundaries lives in our early conditioning. If you look at some of the reasons why we break our boundaries, all the clues are there. Some of the most common reasons that we know ourselves or we hear from our clients are fear. You may be afraid of conflict or of rejection or of being disliked. People pleasing. You may want to please others and seek their approval, making it really hard to set and keep boundaries. Perfection. You may set very high standards for yourself, meaning that you often tread all over your own boundaries in trying to meet those standards. Lack of assertiveness. You may have difficulty communicating your needs and limits in an assertive way. Lack of self-awareness. You may not understand how you come across to others or what your own needs and limits are. Inconsistent boundaries. If your boundaries aren't consistent, people may disregard or challenge them. And finally, low self-esteem. You may have difficulty setting and maintaining boundaries if you struggle with low self-esteem, which in turn would mean that you would struggle with taking care and prioritising yourself. All of these barriers have one thing in common. They are trying to get some fundamental needs met. The unhelpful bit, of course, is that they're doing that in very out-of-date ways, often our old ways of being that may serve us well in the short term, for example, pleasing others, but in the long term take us towards the inevitable road of exhaustion, overwhelm and burnout. There is not really much point in setting boundaries until these underlying behaviours have been worked with. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in a vicious cycle of setting, not keeping, feeling bad about not keeping, and then setting some more, and so on. Round and round it goes. In our coaching, we start with the barriers to boundaries first. We work to bring awareness to our core psychological drivers that often underpin our behaviours. Psychological drivers are the work of Eric Byrne from Transactional Analysis Theory. Once we are aware of our drivers, they provide a lot of information about how we see the world and how we meet it. Drivers are a way in which we have learnt to be as children in order for us to stay safe and survive. In adult life, they can be a double-edged sword. Although often they can be useful, they also cost us, and we pay in stress or anxiety when we're not able to fulfil the driver behaviour we are programmed with. Our key psychological drivers fall into one or more of the following five categories: be perfect, hurry up, try hard, please others, and be strong. It's pretty easy to identify our drivers, although we do use a psychometric to unearth them. But even without that, maybe you have spotted yourself already. Perhaps you recognise yourself as one of those people who feels the need to do everything fast, rush about here and there, talk fast, and squeezes more and more in to their already packed day. Well, that's hurry up at work. Or maybe you're someone who needs everything to be perfect and can't settle unless the things you do are exactly right. Well, then you can say hello to be perfect at play, and so on. We all exhibit driver behaviour. They're not there to judge. They're an important part of us that was set up early on. And we're likely to have a couple of the above drivers that stand out for us more than others. The difficulty with drivers, and this is the bit to remember so that you recognise them, is that we tend to feel not okay when we step out of the driver behaviour. And this is what makes sticking to boundaries so hard, because they sit below boundary setting, the behaviour of boundary setting. So I please others that has obviously behaved in a way that others are not pleased by stating a boundary or her or his time, will have to tolerate all of the old familiar negative feelings, perhaps fear or sadness, when he or she attempts to keep to their time boundary. Once you have awareness of your driver behaviour, then the real work of establishing boundaries can begin. It's gentle and skilled work, but you can start to imagine yourself as someone with boundaries that are clear and kept. We love to help our clients to fall in love with the new, clear boundary version of themselves in such a way that this drives their motivation to be more of that version of themselves every single day. That new version of self learns new ways to tolerate the uncomfortable feelings associated with the driver behaviour, and positive change then can start to happen. Options open up. Each of the five core drivers has an antidote, and that's really important. And together with your coach, you can familiarise yourself with the antidote ways of being and start to develop ways of working around your own antidote. Clear, consistent and workable boundaries then become within reach. If boundaries is an area that you have struggled with, you are not on your own. It is incredibly common. We've listed in the newsletter one of our favourite books on this topic. It's called Born to Win. And it's a best-selling classic that uses transactional analysis theory to uncover the roles that we unconsciously act out day after day. So it has a big section on these drivers, and it also contains 50 practical exercises to help you to understand how to communicate with others and think about yourself. That's our top tip. That book is a real winner. And if you aren't working with a coach or a therapist, or do not have a trusted other that can talk skillfully and hold you around setting boundaries, become an accountability partner, then this book is a good thing to reach for. It's our penultimate newsletter before the Christmas break, and I look forward to speaking to you again in December, which isn't that far away now. We hope everybody is well, particularly with Storm Bert having gone through our country. And we look forward to speaking to you next time. Thank you for listening.